This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Now, N-O-W, now, it is time for us to copy to a point what we did yesterday and the day before that. That is be here and be aware. The important stories of the day to be discussed. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria is out ill today. Kara Schillen in the control room in our main studio in Washington. So let's get at it, Jen. What do we have that will bring us all together?
Well, tonight is going to be the State of the Union, and according to the White House, some of the themes that will be covered, of course, border security, and the president will be set to renew his call for unity during the State of the Union address. Keep in mind, this is a couple of days late. The last one was supposed to be about a week ago. Now we're here, and because of the government shutdown, we're a week later than usual, but the speech will probably be relatively the same. Democrats are already signaling that they have no intention of reconciling amid ongoing fights over the border wall funding and, of course, Russia, Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe, which many believe is starting to wrap up. There seems to be this desire amongst Republicans for the president to call for unity. And I think that'll probably happen. But at the same time, I also think he's going to dig in on immigration and border security. And so much of what will be said by the president and actually in the Democratic response can be reflected by who's actually been invited to the State of the Union. That sometimes is almost more interesting than what people are actually saying. The president will get to invite some people. He'll highlight them during his speech. And then Democrats and actually Republicans as well, all the Congress people get to bring a guest as well. Now, the president has invited a sixth grade student who says he's been bullied at school because of his name. His name is Joshua Trump. How about that? Family really? Members of Gerald and Sharon David, the Nevada couple allegedly murdered last month by an illegal immigrant, will also be in attendance. And Alice Johnson, who, that name may sound familiar, Trump granted clemency to last year when she was serving a life term sentence without parole for a nonviolent drug crime. She'd been incarcerated for nearly 22 years. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has said she is still not budging on the border wall, so it'll be interesting to see how she looks standing behind or sitting behind President Trump. And you expect this to be kind of divided. Will the president be booed? Will he receive support from his party? What will this look like? I can imagine that there'll probably be a Nancy Pelosi who plays nice and then gets a little stern-faced, kind of stone-faced during the speech so that it doesn't appear that she's supporting the president. It's going to be an interesting night. I think it's going to be ruckus. I think he's going to get some boos. And, of course, I think he's going to get some applause. And I think his desire for unity, I just don't know if we're there yet.
I don't think we are there yet by any stretch of the imagination. It's like children playing in a sandbox. This is my side. Now this is your side. Now I don't want to give you my toys, so I'm going to take mine and go home. It's a bunch of children acting like children. And so on it goes, and you and I are the victims here. We get it in the neck because it's you and me that are paying the bill. And that doesn't make most Americans very happy, frankly. Meanwhile, the administration...
One of the hidden storylines, by the way, is going to be whether or not Ruth Bader Ginsburg makes an appearance. Because so many people have been speculating about her health and if she's doing okay. And she hasn't been to work. She hasn't been actually showing up physically to do her job. I think she's been trying to do it from home.
Yeah.
And so all of those Supreme Court justices will show up to be there at the State of the Union. It'll be interesting to see if she's there, too.
Yep. All right, so I saw this, thought it was interesting, Jennifer. The reuniting of the migrant children separated from their parents, and not feasible, apparently, and I would wonder why that is. There was a court-ordered response to a lawsuit from the Americans Civil Liberty Union, which challenging the government separation of the children from their families. Department of Health and Human Services said the agency's Office of Refugee Resettlement, good God, doesn't have the manpower or financial resources to find the migrant children and reunite them with their families. That sounds pretty lame, frankly.
Yeah, that sounds really lame.
Sounds pretty lame.
So much of it, again, we get so upset with the end result, but there are laws on the books that are causing this that really should be changed and that really should be part of the conversation as we look at border security and about immigration reform. Because right now on the books, the reason that families are being separated in most cases, well, two reasons. One, either they're not really a family at all and authorities
have a reason to suspect
that they actually don't belong together as a family. So there's that, and that's probably the noble one. The next one is that because the processing time is so long, and President Trump is actually addressing this in some way, the immigration courts, I think, are backlogged by 800,000 cases. They need more immigration court judges. And part of what Trump's asking for from Democrats is more money for immigration judges in addition to the border wall and all of the other stuff that we've laid out a million times. The reason those judges are important when it comes to family separations is that the families can be kept together. I think you can't keep a kid in custody for more than a certain amount of time, but sometimes their parents have not been processed and actually taken into the immigration court by the time that the family has to be, by the time the kids have to be let out of detention. And so because of those laws on the books, oftentimes many families do get separated during that process because the law requires a couple of different things for whether or not you're over 18 or under 18. And until we change that, then the Obama administration had the exact same problem. You could only hold a family together up until a certain point, and then either you had to split them up or let them all out, and that becomes a big issue.
What were the numbers?
To catch and release.
The numbers under the Obama administration for these people, that is, families that were separated versus the numbers now. Was it similar and it just wasn't covered the same?
They were doing the exact same thing that the Trump administration was doing, except, and when they started getting heat for that, then that's when they started the catch and release program, which essentially they would catch them, hand them a little piece of paper that says, okay, your court date is so-and-so, we'll see you then, we trust you to come back.
Wink, wink, yeah.
And then no one would come back. So that's not a good solution either, and that's why people get frustrated. And I understand, but there are laws, and both administrations have tried to figure out the best way to work around them. Until we actually change the law, because neither of these plans are working, there's nothing to do until that's changed.
A lot of money being spent. The ACLU said the Trump administration response was shocking, so they're going back to court, making a lot of trouble. But the trouble stems from people wanting to get in here. This trouble stems from us being successful or us being too easy or the Mexicans don't. It's the trouble's very deep-seated.
The trouble comes from people who want to politicize this. This is an issue that should not necessarily be politicized, but it is now the most political issue facing anybody with all of these different ramifications for both sides. This isn't just a Republican-Democrat thing.
Yeah.
But the fact is, the law is the law, and whether you're the Obama administration or the Trump administration, you're challenged as to how to figure that out. Why not call for Congress to change the law then? That's how we get things done. We can't ignore the law, and we certainly can't just throw it out the window, but we can try to figure out a way to constitutionally, or legislatively, I should say, change the law to make everybody happy. The ACLU should be spending just as much time rallying Congress to get off their duffs and do something instead of just ignoring this for 30 years like they have been.
They have been. All right, the moments you've been waiting for since you woke up are conversations from us. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen here on the DJV program. A couple of people in the news in a matter of moments here. It's quarter after the hour on the DJV program. Is your back going out more than you do? I'll raise my hand on that one. Your back is slowing you down, right? Making the simplest, the really easy tasks very difficult. All right, great news. Purity Products has the ultimate lower back relief formula to get you on track, and they want you to try it, and it won't cost you a penny. Free, free, free. Yep, free. This is a clinically tested herbal formula that provides you with the back comfort you need, the flexibility you want, the joint support you gotta have. My lower back has always been a problem since I was 18 years old. This formula, I'm on it, and it's now, I've gotten back on it. I was off it, on it, you know. You notice I When I'm good, I stop. Significant difference. You walk smoother. You enjoy all the activities in your life. So let's get on it, all right? Purity Products has your back, literally has your back. So let's not wait any longer. At no cost, you can receive your free bottle of the ultimate lower back relief formula. Bad back? Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Order it now. Get your free bottle. Just pay for the shipping. A couple, $3 or $4. I think that's what it is. 800-291-4180 for back relief that lasts and lasts and lasts. Purity Products has your back at 800-291-4180.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you've lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now, with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 888-710-2437. 888-710-2437. 888-710-2437. Call right now. 888-710-2437.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at officedepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour. So you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. And now save big at the Buy 2, Get 1 Free event. That's Buy 2, Get 1 Free at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 9th, 2019.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yeah. Bernie Sanders, one of the names in the news today, Jennifer, sent a blistering letter to a pharmaceutical company demanding answers. They have decided to charge $375,000 for a formerly low-cost drug, calling it corporate greed. The company's name is Catalyst. Their decision to set the annual list price is $375,000 for some kind of medication. I don't know. What is the medication, though? It's not clear to me. Catalyst Pharmaceuticals is the company. The drug is called Firdapase, F-I-R-D-A-P-S-E, used to treat a rare neuromuscular disease called Lambert-Eaton syndrome, LEMS. He asked the company to describe the financial and non-financial. See, this is what, remember when that happened a couple of years ago with that boob, the company that got bought by some company, some guy, they increased the price 5,000.
Yeah, it was
this is
the
what
Epi
gives
pen.
Them. Well, yeah, the EpiPen, yeah. That was it. Yeah, Carrie, you're right. So
if,
this is what gives
Trump
these.
If Trump and Bernie Sanders were smart, they'd actually, and they really want it, well, and I think they both are, I shouldn't say that, but they could be showing a unified front because the Trump administration has spent the last month talking about their medical reform. They've relaunched an effort, a bipartisan effort, to lower the prices of prescription drugs and eliminate surprise hospital bills. If you're preaching unity, that would be a great place to start, wouldn't it?
Yep, I agree with you on that one. Yes, let's just see if they can get together on that. Two of them together, Bernie and Donnie. 21 after here on the Dougie and Jenny get together.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Everybody's aware of the fact that Adam Levine and Maroon 5 were the halftime show at the Super Bowl. So let's see here what we have as observation, Jennifer, on the DJV program. They were lambasted. Everybody's a critic, right?
Yeah, I'd like to see you get up. I'm not telling it was a great performance. I didn't see it, but most of the people I heard said, it's okay, because they're okay.
I don't think it was the best Super Bowl for a halftime show ever, but you know what? I thought it was good, and I think people who were upset, I don't know. I don't know why people are so upset about it to begin with. I think Maroon 5 has a lot of...
his nipples, taking his shirt off, and that kind of
stuff.
Yeah,
that was one of the best parts. What?
But...
he's buff. He used to be so skinny and teeny tiny scrawny, and now he's like, hello, Adam.
So he has decided to keep his head up, posted some of his own thoughts on Instagram. He wrote, quote, "When we accepted the responsibility to perform at the Super Bowl, I took out my pen and wrote some of the words that came to me in that moment, eventually made their way onto the lanterns that flew high and low. During the night, he shared images of the lantern spelling out one and love. We thank the universe for this historic opportunity. We thank our fans for making our dreams possible. And we thank our critics for always pushing us to do better. Good for you, Adam." He addressed the controversy previously surrounding their performance, told reporters, "It's what it is. We expected it. We like to move on from this and we'll speak through our music." I think that's smart. He did this, but he was smart. Good. He had consulted some people before making the decision to perform amid the handling of the Colin Kaepernick thing, taking a knee. He said, "I silenced all the noise and listened to myself and made my decision based on how I felt." Good.
The thing that's always so curious to me is he's in a band, so I always just wonder how their band works, because, like, Adam Levine is the face, and he's the only one that anyone knows in the band.
Yeah.
So, like, does he make all those decisions, like, well,
apparently,
I want to do this guy, so we're going to do it, or do they actually sit down and discuss?
He's the front man, for sure.
Yeah. All right, so... good for that. I like the fact that he stood up for himself and said
excuse me, what I probably would have said under the same circumstances. Nobody asked me to perform, by the way, this year. I've had requests before to sing at the Super Bowl, but yeah. I didn't. I decided not to, yeah. Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper officially confirmed as performers at the Oscars. They're going to sing Shallow, which is nominated for Best Song from A Star is Born. The Oscars will mark their second time performing in front of an audience. First live rendition of the song was when Cooper jumped on stage with Gaga to perform at her Vegas residency, but he says his stage fright was not complete. Gone away. I think he spoke to that when they were... He was at Glastonbury. Was it... I can't remember. No, he was at the country... What was he at the...
I think it was at Stagecoach?
Stagecoach, right. He did his thing at Stagecoach. Gaga was at Glastonbury. And it was, you know, listen, the fact, I keep saying this, but it really amazes me, the fact that they did what they did in one take in front of that audience or those audiences is phenomenal. In my, this shows a number of things, how they got it, their professionalism, but I have read some things that Cooper was so nervous before. But sometimes being nervous makes you better, doesn't it?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
If you channel it the right way, because sometimes you channel it the wrong way and it doesn't work out.
Yeah, and you can fall apart, but no. I hope they win the award, frankly. I think it is the best song. I think that's a fabulous movie. I think the two of them are fabulous together. It's just one of the bright spots in movies and entertainment this past year. So, good for him, good for her, good for them, good for us, because we had the benefit of being able to see it. 28 past the hour. Thank you for your applause. This is the DJV program.
Finding your redemption. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. One of my favorite lines from any song comes from Bob Marley's classic hit Redemption Song. In it, he says, "Free yourself from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds." What a powerful truth. The world can bog us down with negativity, tragedy, and suffering. We can get trapped into being a puppet to what others say and do, and we can, if we allow ourselves to, become consumed by the mistakes we have made and the pain we've caused. Still, beyond all that, ultimately, our redemption lies with us. More specifically, your redemption lies with you. Free yourself from mental slavery. Stop allowing others, the outside world, and even your own tendency toward shame to dictate your emotional state. Instead, find your redemption. Break free from it all. For a guide along the way, visit drchristianconti.com.
Make 2019 your best year yet. Start out with a great night's sleep. It's my plan. What about your plan? How often do you hear complaints about how hard it is to get a good night's sleep? Change the way you sleep forever with MyPillow. MyPillow, made right here in the USA, 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. They come with a 10-year warranty. You have nothing to lose after a good night's sleep. So let's get on the horn here. Or better yet, go online to MyPillow.com. Get four MyPillows, four for half the price. Two premium MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. The money-back guarantee extends till March 1st. So, with nothing to lose, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, that's promo code DJV at MyPillow.com, and get these fabulous pillows for a great night's rest. Start the new year out right by getting great rest.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Pope Francis conducting the first ever papal mass in the United Arab Emirates before a crowd of over 135,000.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to the apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you."
The theme of his visit is for Christian and Muslim leaders to work together to promote peace and to reject war and violence. One of the themes President Trump will strike in his State of the Union address this evening will be cooperation in the nation's capital. That according to his press chief, Sarah Sanders.
You're also going to see the president call on Congress and say, look, we can either work together and get great things done, or we can fight each other and get nothing done. And frankly, the American people deserve better than that.
The State of the Union address is set to begin at 9 p.m. in the House chambers on Capitol Hill. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now 34 after the hour on the Tuesday, February 5th, DJV program. Jennifer is here. Victoria is out sick today. Kara Schillen, all of us together operating on the premise that you're liking, enjoying, getting something from what we do. Well, the input's positive anyway, so that's a good thing. Let's go around the country, Jennifer, and find out what's going on here and there. Southwest Airlines flight from Hartford, Connecticut, bound to Florida, had to turn around after a plane experienced a pressurization problem, caused one passenger's ear to bleed. The flight was going to Tampa, left the airport, began experiencing issues shortly after it took off, actually. Several of the people, 139 on board the plane, were treated for injuries when they landed.
So things happen. It's a mechanical. It's something mechanical. Nobody got really.
Yeah, but I admit, if my ears started bleeding, I'd be a little freaked out.
Yeah, I think you get a little freaked out. Also around the country, Hawaii, considering a bill to ban cigarette sales to anybody who's under the age of 100. The mayor says, or the governor says, the legislature finds the cigarette is considered the deadliest artifact in human history. Yes, I would agree with that, other than war. Maybe there have been more. Is there a number? I would like to know. That's actually an interesting stat to prognosticate on. Have more people died in wars or from smoking cigarettes? I'm going to bet, now that I think about it, probably more people have died smoking cigarettes. And this is a cause celeb for me because my mother died at 50 because she smoked cigarettes. So they in Hawaii are now even the most restrictive cigarette state in the country. They became the first state in 2016 to raise the age to 21. Now the bill calls for raising the buying age to 30 by next year, 40 a year after that, 50, 60, and every subsequent year up to 100 by the year 2024. Effectively clear Hawaii store shelves of cigarettes, although tourists could bring them in with them. It'll create a big black market, actually, is what it'll do. But anyway, Hawaii would offer its older residents a chance to buy cigarettes near the end of their life. That's a good way to finish them off, right? Finish them off. Let them smoke.
Yeah, but does that mean they have, like, one emergency pack, like, on the island for that 100-year-old who is, like, got a hankering for a cigarette?
I don't know. The bill notes that Hawaii is suffering from its own addiction to cigarettes in the form of the large sums of money the state receives from state cigarette sales taxes to 100 million plus every year. One reason for the law's staggered rollout is to give the state time to find ways to adjust. What about marijuana? Is marijuana legal in Hawaii? If it isn't,
it might as well be. I don't know that. Yeah. I don't know that it is, but I know that a lot of people smoke it there. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's a way of, the wacky weed, do something like that and get all the, make it legal and get lots more than $100 million in taxes out of that stuff. In Austin, Texas, city council approving a resolution directing the city to hire a third-party examiner to conduct a comprehensive review of a minimum of 50% of sexual assault cases from each of the past 7 years. Earlier this month, the police chief called for an outside review of how police investigate sexual assaults after state auditors found that detectives wrongly cleared, without arrest, nearly a third of rape cases over a three-month period last year. Advocates for sexual assault survivors say that the police department's pattern of misclassifying rape cases is part of a larger, more systematic issue with how the department investigates all of these sexual assault cases there. Council has directed the city review findings and share them on the city's website. So what do you ladies think of this? This is pretty in your face.
Yeah, no kidding.
50% of sexual assault cases are going to be reinvestigated because they
buried. And then they share them. Well, that's just it. I mean, we have the same. We have a lot of this going on in Sacramento, where the payouts in Sacramento, of course, the capital of California.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of payouts. I think to the tune of $385,000, or maybe even more than that now. And these aren't just people that are kind of randos. These are people that are like staff members of people that have been elected to office that have been given a few grand to just go away and not tell their story. And so, I think this is a growing trend that, in addition to the payouts, transparency is really important too, because I think whether or not it disqualifies someone from holding office, that's a whole other argument, because obviously there are varying degrees of what's going on, and obviously there should be nothing out of the norms tolerated, but I think it's only fair for the voters to be able to decide what those things are. And so oftentimes these amounts of money are just handed over and then people just disappear, and that politician just continues on and either goes after the next person or doesn't, and nobody's the wiser. And that's what's really the problem. That's why I kind of laughed a little when they said they're going to be putting it on a website, because that's exactly what they should be doing. In fact, I was talking with our friend Fred Dreyer Doug, and he's going to be on Mark Levin's show on Fox News, not the radio show, but the television show this week. And he actually films that tomorrow. So he's going to be with you in Virginia, Kara, in Washington, D.C. to film that. And we were talking, and he was kind of getting his angles together as to what he thinks about politics and all of that. And so we were working this up, not just should, you know, there was a politician who said that people should have a jacket that has all the labels of who they take money from.
I've said that.
But yeah, you've said that. There was a lawmaker who said that everybody needs to list their sponsor. I think that they need to have a Fred Dreyer style sports card. I think you need to have like a baseball card or a football card for these lawmakers that tell you who their lobbyists are, what their voting record is, because so many times they sell you one bill of goods, and especially if they're like a lower office person, you never follow what their voting record is, and you don't know if they're actually fulfilling their promises. And then I would say something like this: any payouts, what have they done? All of this needs to be available in some easy to digest, and I laugh when I say it's a sports card, but something to that effect, so that it's easy for people to consume and figure out whether they're worthy of
baseball
a vote again
cards.
Or not.
Baseball cards. Yep. Pretty disgusting. We're trying to make you aware of all the things you ought to be aware of as you make up your own mind on some of these issues. Today, the 5th of February, is Chinese New Year, or the beginning of Chinese New Year. 20% of the Earth's population is Chinese. Where's our old song? Where, Kara? Where's our song? I like Chinese.
She never likes to play that for us.
Well, but she's too politically correct. Come on, we got to be in somebody's. We got
to
be.
I think she's just trying to protect us.
No, I'm not. What? Protect us from what?
I've heard that song sung so many times. I'm just. Yeah. Now, when we get to that point, I'd just like to move on to the
like
actual
Chinese.
Story. They otherwise, we sit here for 5 minutes singing the song.
See, but if you, I would argue that if you don't play the song, then we listen to Doug's rendition of it.
Right. That's right. All right, anyway, so they're celebrating a lot of fireworks today. When farming dominated life in China, the holiday blessed the upcoming growing season. Today, it's a celebration marked by food and red envelopes, blessings for everybody. Why? What are in the red envelopes?
I have no clue.
It's got, like, good luck money and different things that you give people to celebrate. Yeah, good luck going into the new year.
It's the year of the pig, by the way.
I like that.
The year of the pig. Chinese New Year celebrated as the national holiday also in South Korea, Taiwan, Vietnam, Mongolia, Indonesia, Malaysia. Celebrated worldwide. There'll be a lot of Chinatowns, Koreatown, Los Angeles, New York, Boston, most big cities. Washington has a lot of what we used to call, is not politically correct anymore to call them Orientals, right? But they're from the Orient.
Right.
No, but why is it not? They're from the Orient, so why not call them Orientals? What's the big deal?
Somehow that must have offended somebody, because all I know is that the chicken salad I used to order at Coco's is now the Asian chicken salad instead of the Oriental.
No more Oriental salad?
No.
Yeah. Does it taste the same or is it different?
Yeah, exact same salad, just a different name.
At what point is it, why is Oriental, does any of this stuff make any sense? I mean, I understand some of it being offensive, but come on. Jesus,
I think it's when a term is used and people are treated badly while that term is being used, and then when they want to be treated better, they like to move on to a different term I don't know, maybe they can start afresh.
All right. Speaking of starting afresh, Bridget Moynihan, let's do some sports news here. Sports news, television news coming up. Bridget Moynihan was the mother of Tom Brady's, or is the mother of Tom Brady's child. After the Patriots won the game, she congratulated Brady and then proposed that his teammate Julian Edelman be the MVP. She tweeted, apparently he's really is underpaid. I saw something about
Edelman?
What he gets paid.
Yeah, I also saw that maybe he shouldn't be playing because he had a PED scandal.
Really?
So I don't know. But the whole thing with
what's a PED scandal?
Well, okay, so that's illegal substance kind of deal or something, but I guess he's been, I guess he's been fine.
What, he likes steroids, you mean?
It's a performance-enhancing drug, which is PED, and so apparently, I don't know how long ago that was in his past, I don't know if that's recent or not. In any case, he performed like a beast in the Super Bowl. And what I think is so crazy is that all the headlines in the tabloids said Bridget Moynihan shades ex Tom Brady during Super Bowl.
What does that mean? Shade? Well, like, I don't even know what that means.
Is kind of, throwing, like,
you say something shady about someone.
Shady, yeah, like you're being mean. You're kind of throwing an insult at someone.
She suggested somebody else's MBE. She didn't say anything
bad
about
Brady. Exactly. She said congratulations,
Tom.
What's
the matter with people?
Right. She was obviously watching the game and thought that he did well and thought that Edelman did well. And if you were watching the game, anybody watching the game probably would have voted for Edelman as an MVP because he was the one who was catching all the passes that Tom Brady was throwing. So anyway, I thought it was kind of silly that they made it like she was somehow not congratulating her ex.
Yeah. Well, she keeps it civil with him and his wife, and that seems to be appreciated. I think we were talking about that yesterday.
I think they grew. I don't think they were very civil at the beginning. And
so in the television world, Jennifer, there's an interesting sort of tie-in between your television role, well, discussions of television. Apparently, after the game, when the CBS reporter Tracy Wolfson was trying to get to Brady, he was trying to celebrate, it became mayhem, and not a lot of people knew it until after the fact. His bodyguard.
There was like pushing and shoving and all kinds of crazy stuff going on. They had like a little aerial cam thing going on above them, and you could see it. And they kept saying, "Tracy, what does Tom say?" You know, they're trying to like throw it to her, and there are people pushing their way in. It was like a mosh pit almost at a concert.
Yeah. Well, apparently at one point, the mic picked up someone. He's saying, "Jesus, you okay?"
Yeah.
It's a mess.
Well, and she's much smaller because you had a bunch of big guys and you had a lot of cameramen in that area. And I was looking, not a lot of women, and the women were kind of on the outstretched. And she was sort of like this little person right there in the middle of it all.
In the middle of it all. All right. So that's that television report after the game. What do we have today, tonight? What's the big word on the street as to what we should be watching, Jennifer, or what there is available for us to watch?
Well, there's actually a lot of good stuff tonight. Let's start on some of the cable networks. American Soul is premiering on BET. It's a series premiere. And apparently it follows the backstage turmoil that happened behind Soul Train. It's a throwback 1970s drama following Maverick Don Cornelius as he pushes to turn his new R&B dance show into American Bandstand level of phenom. And so kind of drama ensues. That's on BET at 9. On Lifetime, there's a series premiere, My Great Big Live Wedding with David Tutera, where combat medic and firefighter Kristen Khanna are the first of eight couples tying the knot on live TV with the wedding guru David Tutera as their planner. So that's kind of interesting. What else do we have? On the networks tonight, something of note, American Housewife is moving. They were once on Wednesdays. Now they move to Tuesdays, and they're being tasked with trying to kind of kick off that block of sitcoms for ABC. So on ABC tonight, a new episode of American Housewife, that new time at 8 o'clock, followed by The Kids Are All Right at 8:30, Black-ish at 9, Splitting Up Together at 9:30, and then a new episode of The Rookie tonight at 10. CBS is all new tonight. They've got NCIS at 8, FBI at 9, and NCIS New Orleans at 10. CW is all new with The Flash and Roswell. And that's at 8 and 9 o'clock. On Fox, you've got a new episode of Lethal Weapon and The Gifted. And on NBC, Ellen's Game of Games, This Is Us, and New Amsterdam. Also, of course, we can't forget that these networks will be kind of blocking out some of these new shows because they weren't planning on a big primetime State of the Union address. So that'll be happening tonight, too, on all the major channels.
Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Calitrin, the number one healthy choice for weight loss. This is because the active ingredient is collagen. It's a protein. It's all natural. Known for the 30 years that they've been around as a family business, Calitrin's been produced. People have been losing weight. You don't have to go on a serious diet. You don't have to go into some silly crash routine. Nope. It's using your head and using Calitrin before you go to bed. That's it. Highest quality that you can possibly find, all natural. Collagen is the protein that helps you build lean muscle, pushes the fat out. It's how you lose the weight and keep it off. You want to get a hold of this, go to toploss.com. Use the DJV code and spend a little bit, 10% less. That's right, toploss.com. Lose the weight.
Hi. Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Three after the hour now on the DJV program. It's Tech Talk time. And because Victoria is out today, this weight of the world falls on my shoulders to present in some convincing way, like I know what I'm talking about. Well, there's, to a point, I know my way around. To wit, between student loan debt and rising rents, the average millennial's bank account is far from healthy. So social media is trying to change the way young people like you, Kara, manage your money. Even though the economy is reported as being strong, many millennials aren't sharing in that economic prosperity. Frankly, I don't know. I hear this all the time, how good the economy is. I don't know anybody who's got any money. I don't care what age you are. Everybody's in a jam because of college debt, stagnant wages, rising rents. Americans, especially those in their 20s and 30s, are in some ways worse off than some of the generations before them. I'm not sure that's 100% true, but it's interesting to look at the financial analysis of people in their 20s and 30s. Those folks, especially the mid-20s to the mid-30s, earned less last year than people of the same age made 17 years ago. So after racking up all the loans, millennials are entering the workforce to receive pay that's barely budgeted in, has barely budged in decades. So it's hard for you to save. Kara, you got any savings at all?
Yeah, I have a decent amount, at least, that I can cover my rent for a couple months. But, you know, we saw the government shutdown, and how many people, and it wasn't just millennials, how many people had not enough money for, like, 1 month of savings, which was crazy. But I think the biggest issue for a lot of people is how much rent is going up and how expensive housing is, and that, you know, the amount that people are getting paid is just not matching up to that.
Well, there's not enough housing, and so prices can go up. And it's like a lot of other things. We spend a lot of money on things that are considered extracurricular, if you know what I mean. Well, there's a couple of other factors here. Financial services company Alliance called social media, the Achilles heel of the millennial generation. In a survey, 57% of millennials said that they ended up spending money they hadn't planned to because of what they saw on their social media feeds. That's what I was just saying. Television, social media. So it's time for you to, not be impulsive, I guess, much as anything else, and realize that you have to be responsible. Just because it's there doesn't mean you got to buy it. We understand the power of suggestion. That's what advertising is all about. That's what, that's how I make my money. I'm in the advertising business. And so we have to, you think about, okay, do I need that? Do I want that? Will that help me? That sort of thing. And that's kind of a wake-up call in a manner of speaking. All right, let's find out what Roomba is doing. They're all set to sell a robotic lawnmower now.
The Geek Out. Roomba is the king of the robotic vacuum, and after years of rumors and consumer requests, it would appear the company's move to the outdoors is imminent. The Roomba Terra is a robotic lawnmower, basically taking all the nifty tech that has powered the company's product to clean floors inside and applying them to cutting grass in lovely straight lines outside. Like the vacuum, there is a docking station to recharge the unit, it uses the same Roomba app to manage the device, and there are beacons that are placed at the perimeter of the lawn. Robotic mowers are not new, and there are several brands on the market, but people have been waiting for Roomba to do this for a long time, and the Roomba Terra is due to hit the market later this year and likely will exceed the $2,000 price point.
Do you think it's okay to drive stoned? The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI.
All right, let's see what Apple is up to. Apple stores around the world offering free classes as part of the in-store programming called Today at Apple. And now they're launching 58 new sessions to teach customers everything from sketching architecture to app prototyping. You don't have to own the latest Apple to participate either. After their initial launch and a series of customer surveys, Apple saw a hunger for learning in their customers, and they sought to create more in-store opportunities to follow the credo of Steve Jobs to encourage connection, inspire new learning, and unlock creative thinking. That's nothing wrong with that. So 58 new free classes have been born, categorized into three formats: skills, walks, and labs. The skills sessions, most basic of the three formats, are intended for those who want to learn how to better use a certain Apple product. The walks include photo walks, sketch walks, music walks, that sort of thing, using an Apple product to engage with their surroundings. And the lab classes, most advanced, include things like video and movie editing. So that's all up from Apple, as it were.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.